State Records conducted a survey of ICT professionals from late July to early August, and my presentation is going to be showing you the results of that survey. So I'm going to look at why we surveyed, the ultimate aims of the survey questions and how it was distributed and analysed, the limitations of the survey. I'll give you an overview of the findings, I'll show you the structure of the survey report, and I'll look at where do we go from here before I conclude. At State Records, we believe that digital record keeping should be supported jointly by ICT and record keeping professionals. Both have much to gain. While there's plenty of anecdotal evidence from record keeping professionals, we hold actually little concrete information about what ICT people think about record keeping. Traditionally, we've also found it quite difficult to engage with the ICT community and explore areas of commonality. So we decided to undertake the survey in order to more fully understand the problems ICT professionals face in meeting their objectives and accountabilities in relation to digital information, to understand the attitudes of ICT professionals to record keeping and records management, to identify areas where there's believed to be correlation between ICT and records management objectives in relation to digital information, and to understand the causes of barriers that prevent ICT and record keeping professionals from working together. Now, it's important to note that we did not undertake the survey as an evaluation of the performance of record keeping professionals in any way or their quality of practice. The ultimate aims of the survey is to determine projects and initiatives that can be undertaken by State Records to foster better working relationships between the ICT and record-keeping professionals. And it's hoped that those projects will also encourage the implementation of best practice in relation to digital record-keeping, to promote compliance with the standard on digital record-keeping, and to ensure that business objectives are supported more effectively by both professional groups. We also hope that a better understanding of ICT priorities and assumptions obtained from the survey will help us to engage with the ICT community in a better way more easily in the future. The survey consisted of 5 mainly open-ended questions, and the idea here was to encourage respondents to think and reflect about their own opinions. We didn't want to lead them in any way. We made the survey available in the SurveyMonkey tool from the 28th of July to the 20th of August. We advertised it widely. We announced it at the last Records Managers Forum. We also sent targeted emails to nominated senior officers and records managers, asking them to pass on the survey details to their ICT staff. We also contacted the Digital Records Advisory Group, and we used the Government Chief Information Officer's contacts database for ICT professionals. We posted to discussion forums such as SAP Ask and IAMS Ask. We put information on our blog and we tweeted about it. To compile the results, we identified key themes and grouped responses according to those themes. And then we held some workshops, firstly one internally in State Records, and then we held an external focus group to discuss the findings and future action that could be taken by State Records. The survey was voluntary. We got 217 respondents, which we were actually really happy with. But I must say that we consider it a sample only. While we can draw some conclusions from these respondents, obviously there are only 217 across the whole sector, so they're not necessarily representative of all ICT views. And I should also point out that there were some differing and sometimes completely opposing views given by different survey respondents. Record-keeping professionals also were not surveyed for their views, so we only have one side of the story here. So I'm going to go through the 5 questions that we asked and let you know what the responses were. The first question was just, what is your position title? Now, the vast majority of respondents were ICT professionals. We had many different kinds of ICT professionals. For example, application development managers, enterprise architects, systems analysts, web content managers, all sorts of different types. We also had some people answer who had oversight of records and IT areas, so for example chief information officers. Approximately 5% appear from their position titles to be records managers. Now, this wasn't the target of this survey, and they may have answered in error, but we decided that we were going to keep their responses in there because with position titles you often don't know exactly all the responsibilities of that job, and it's quite possible that records managers are also doing some ICT work. And then there was approximately 5% who were in the other category, which is people like compliance officers, lawyers, research managers. The second question was, what are your biggest problems with managing digital information? And people could give up to three answers here. The number one problem, listed by 64.5% or 140 of the respondents, concerned classification and retrieval. Now, this was very surprising to us. We thought, and I think a lot of records managers think, that ICT professionals don't really care about classification. But obviously that's not the case. Classification schemes imposed by record-keeping professionals for records, however, when they do exist, were considered to be too complex and ineffective for retrieval. And it really did come through in the survey responses that ICT professionals see retrieval as the main purpose of classification, and sometimes the only purpose of classification. 35% identified the volume of data storage as a problem. ICT professionals struggle with the sheer quantity of data being stored, but also the financial implications of purchasing more storage space, which is often from their budget. Again, this surprised us. It's commonly thought that ICT staff were happy to keep adding servers when they needed the space and that they didn't want to dispose of records. They also struggle with getting people to store data in the right places and in managing storage requirements across differing systems. 33.6% had concerns regarding systems and formats, concerns regarding the overwhelming volume and diversity of systems and formats that need to be managed. The survey revealed that of all the diverse technology that's out there, while improving capabilities in many ways, still had a long way to go to meet the growing needs and demands of organisations. Many systems are inadequate for their purpose, and many don't easily integrate to provide seamless digital record keeping that can be easily embraced by a user. Many respondents made negative comments about specialised records and document management systems, including IAM systems on the GSAS contract. ICT professionals are frustrated with the limitations of these systems and don't always understand their purpose. ICT professionals surveyed believe record-keeping professionals should be working on improving the records and document management systems and their integration, and also building record-keeping into business systems. 28.1% of respondents indicated that their organisations experienced problems in communicating to staff their responsibilities for digital record keeping. Many staff members don't receive training in digital record keeping or are unwilling to attend if it is offered. As a result, they don't understand their record keeping responsibilities or how to operate the systems they're expected to use, and some still have a genuine fear of technology. 10.6% of respondents reported they face problems in maintaining the security of digital information and in ensuring that it is authentic and complete. In some cases, there's no effective security classification regimes in place. 9.2% reported that they face problems associated with managing technological obsolescence and media degradation, migrations, and the growing inaccessibility of digital records. And those problems are compounded by the absence of guidance regarding preferred formats and strategies for archival data, and the fact that New South Wales government doesn't have a digital state archive. So they were the main problems reported. There were other problems, including poor support from senior management, under-resourcing of both areas, the lack of strategies, guidance and standards, poor email management, the lack of retention and disposal requirements, issues with ownership, poor compliance and quality control, and that approaches were poorly aligned to business processes. Question three was, which records management knowledge skills would you regard as useful to you in your role? Now, the respondents were asked to rate a range of different knowledge and skills here that we provided them with, from 1 to 6, with 1 being the most useful and 6 being the least useful. Not all respondents followed the set instructions. Some repeated the same number over and over again. Some only rated a few categories and left some blank. So we weighted the results to make it clearer what issues had the most interest. And this is the list. Can everybody see that up the back? The number one issue was devising strategies for ensuring the long-term accessibility and usability of digital information. Now, that was interesting to us, as digital preservation didn't rank highly as a problem. It was only, 9%. But it's certainly an area where they can see records managers can assist them. 81 respondents put this as the number one. Likewise, email management didn't rank highly as a problem, but it's the second response here, developing strategies for keeping emails as records. So other ones, if you can't see it down the back, contributing records requirements to systems design and implementation was number three. Defining digital records and differentiating these from other kinds of digital information was number four. Ensuring required records are not lost in migrations was number five. And knowing how long digital records should be retained was number six. I actually thought that was quite surprising that that came in as last in that list, because I would have thought that's an area that we could really help them quite strongly. Question four was, what other information or advice would you expect a records professional could provide that would be of assistance to you in your role? So this question was linked to question three. So if there was something else that wasn't in one of our predefined categories that they wanted to make a comment on, they could put something here. So the percentages here are much lower because many people skip the question. The additional skills and knowledge that ICT want to draw on here reflect some of the problems that they identified in question two, though, particularly classification and retrieval being the number one. Question five was, what are the main obstacles to records and ICT professionals working together effectively? And again, they could give up to three responses to this question. The main thing that came out of this one was that both professions work in silos. Each group has an inward focus. They concentrate on their own business team's goals and they fail to communicate or collaborate with other parts of the organisation. There's a lack of understanding of roles, which leads to territorialism because they think they're competing. There's a lack of a common language, even on what a record is, and common perspectives, and that's hindering cooperation. What they really need is an interpreter between the two groups. There's controlling and narrowly focused personalities, inadequate support from the executive, or no coordination or vision from a higher level. The lack of sufficient resources in both areas is an obstacle. That could be the sheer volume of work and the lack of time to cooperate or no money to implement anything new. There's also physical isolation as an obstacle. So if the records and ICT people are working in different units within the organisation or shared service arrangements where are causing problems with them communicating. There's technological problems like incompatible or inflexible systems and changing technology. And a few believe they had different agendas and no common ground at all. Some also believe that there was not enough cooperation at a state level, for example, between the Government Chief Information Office and state records. Generally, the survey showed that ICT staff were respectful of their record-keeping colleagues and that they wanted to collaborate with them if only these kinds of obstacles were removed. But there were some negative feelings expressed. Unfortunately, when you ask people to be frank and honest in expressing their opinions, sometimes they actually are. And I want to be clear before I go on to the next slide that these are perceptions only, and we're reporting them, but we're not making any judgments on whether they're accurate or not. Negative perceptions about record-keeping professionals. They're not technically skilled. They cannot define their requirements in a way that can be understood or implemented by ICT professionals. They're reactive rather than proactive and tied to paper-based views. Their classification methods are too complex and ineffective. They need to have less narrow focuses and more of an information management focus. Some believe they're obsolete. They're blindly attached to their system, meaning the record-keeping system. They fail to align to business processes and they want to keep all records. Now, because some records managers and records and information managers answered the survey, there's also some negative comments about ICT professionals. They consider themselves superior to record-keeping professionals. They fail to understand what record-keeping professionals do. They do not listen to what is required. They have a poor understanding of user needs. They have no understanding of compliance with record-keeping requirements. And funnily enough, they're also accused of failing to align to business processes and wanting to keep all records. We've compiled a survey report which is now available on our website, and this is its structure. So part one is the background. Part two is the survey responses, so that's reporting on the actual results in the same way as I've done this afternoon. Part three is a discussion of the survey findings, so that's the analysis of the findings. Part four is existing guidance and ideas for future projects and initiatives, and I'll talk about that section more in a minute. And part five is the conclusion. And we've also added an Appendix A, which is an annotated list of existing resources that could, from state records that could assist with issues that have arisen in the survey. So this is now available. So you just need to go to the link under latest news on our website and you'll find it there. It's quite a read. It's about 43 pages long. So there's lots of juicy stuff there. There's an executive summary if you're not prepared to read 43 pages. So where do we go from here? Part 4 includes a list of the survey report, includes a list of existing and planned projects. And the idea there is to alert ICT professionals to those if they don't already know that they exist. Then there's also some ideas for future projects and initiatives that state records can undertake. And these were the things that we identified in those workshops about the findings. Now we've used a feedback form after each of those new ideas. And you can see on the right-hand side of the screen there the example of what it looks like. So this idea is we could develop an online module aimed at ICT professionals which would indicate how record-keeping professionals can assist them in meeting their business goals. So you can rank that and say, yes, you think that's a good idea, or no, you're not interested in that. And if you think it's a good idea, you can go on to prioritise it as high, medium or low. We would encourage you, whether you're records managers or ICT professionals or other interested people, to tell us what you think is going to help here. And if you are records people, please pass this on to your ICT staff and ask them to fill it in as well. We're only a small team. There's only two full-time staff and a couple of part-time staff in digital record keeping, so it's not much. But there's no guarantee that we're going to do everything that we've listed as an idea there. And we see it as a 2 to 3 year plan for us, considering our resourcing issues. But at least what you can help us with is ranking it, showing us what ideas are not going to be useful and what we should prioritise. The survey results show us quite clearly that there's many areas of commonality between ICT and record keeping professionals. Both are committed to ensuring that digital information is meaningful, authentic, complete, compliant and accessible. Both are concerned with the management of digital information over time and across changing environments. There are shared problems too: insufficient resources, the lack of senior management support, the battle to convince staff of the importance of meeting their individual responsibilities. The good news is that not all ICT staff are dismissive of record-keeping professionals. Many of them want to engage with their record-keeping colleagues and can see they can possess complementary skills and experience which can assist them in the management of digital information and in the furthering of business goals. Some professionals are already collaborating and have developed rewarding partnerships, and May, I'm sure, is going to give us an example of a collaborative relationship that does work. We're committed to working towards improving cooperation between the professions to further common interests and overcome some of the very real impediments to cooperation. In the survey report, we suggest ways we might do this. It's worth noting that state records alone can't solve the problems that have arisen between the professions. Some records managers may need to upskill, embrace new challenges in information management, or extend the hand of friendship to their ICT colleagues. Some ICT professionals may need to reassess their views on records and record keeping and consider collaborating to meet common goals. The survey has certainly been useful already for us in terms of promoting dialogue between the professions, and it's hoped that real change can result. So that's the end of my presentation. Any questions? Okay, I'll hand back to Cathy.
Thank you very much, Janet.